You might be rich in the real world and poor in the metaverse. You might be poor in the real world and rich in the metaverse. The fear amongst the have-nots is that the rich in the real world will have an outsized advantage to enrich themselves in the metaverse too. The draw for the camp of relative have-nots is the promise of changing the fabric of reality itself and your circumstances within it. For the well-to-do incumbents, it's the appeal of opening up new capital markets. When the mainstream business media like Barron's, Business Insider, and Fortune are reporting that large investment banks like Citi, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs are estimating that the metaverse economy is worth anywhere between $8 to $13 trillion, people pay attention. One would think, however, that chatter about this fictional reality would disappear in the current environment. Metaverse hype is only increasing during this global market downturn, with cryptocurrency prices tanking, inflation running rampant, human rights being taken away, and the climate deteriorating before our very eyes. People are looking for an escape from reality. Or, if you are of the mind that this setback is only temporary or misinterpreted, when things almost certainly move in cycles, you look at our current dire reality as a minor setback. You want to move quickly during this reset so that you're positioned for the boom cycle that's sure to come. Buy low, sell high, according to this school of thought. The metaverse fulfills both of those things. One, it's literally an escape from reality, and two, it's the next boomtown frontier. When the proposition of the metaverse is dripping with so much anticipation, what is the likelihood that people will paint outside the lines to get further ahead faster, and at the cost of others? That might be the definition of pure capitalism at its core. But what if those same incentives lead metaverse participants astray? What if real-world laws are broken in virtual reality? Does a legal system even exist where anonymous avatars can be hauled into virtual court and be prosecuted? Even if a legal or regulatory framework isn't entirely in place yet, there are already Web3 investigations being launched around ransomware, cryptocurrency theft, money laundering, and NFT scams. Government agencies and consulting companies are successfully recovering funds by the tens of millions. A squadron of metaverse detectives is needed to facilitate justice in the virtual world like we do in the real world, but the skill sets are a little different. Digital forensics examiners can rely on their experience with defensible evidence collections and expert testimony, but note that the competency areas are going to become more important for an individual, or more likely, a group of individuals that operate as a metaverse investigative team. The list of skill sets needed to fulfill the role of metaverse detective will grow as the technology takes shape. Part of that depends on who ultimately wins the struggle for the soul of the metaverse. Will it be the blockchain anarchists who prefer an anonymous, decentralized, trustless, and permissionless platform with individuals who primarily benefit from its success, or the well-funded venture companies who want things organized under their centralized commercial control using a mix of blockchain and proprietary technology?